Well, if you are like me, you probably get up and you go through the world each day and look around and go, these people are crazy. These people have lost their mind. I mean, you probably do it every day. You go out to a box store or a market or just walk down the street and you just kind of go, what in the world happened to you? I need to see your parents. At any rate, Larry Brooks is a board-certified neuropsychologist, visiting fellow at Do No Harm. And he says neuropsychology has lost its mind. I think he's probably right. He says DEI is hijacking science again. Larry, nice to have you here.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Or
really
maybe I should say
it.
Dr. Larry Brooks, just so people understand. Sure. You are the real deal here. All right, so DEI has lost its mind. I agree with you, but what is your explanation?
So let me tell you a little bit about what a neuropsychologist is, because most people probably have no idea. We're a pretty small field. We're psychologists, not physicians. And basically, we deal a lot with people who have neurological problems like Alzheimer's, brain injury, stroke. So people with real serious problems. And we do psychotherapy with them after they have this horrible injury and try to help them get their lives back on track. And we do a lot of cognitive assessments and diagnosis of things like Alzheimer's. We assess IQ, learning, memory, et cetera. And we do fitness for duty evaluations. So if people suspect a pilot is impaired or a surgeon is impaired, we're the ones that they send them to make sure that they're okay to fly a plane or operate on you. So these are high stakes evaluations that have a significant public health impact.
Certainly do. It sounds really important. You got to make sure that people have a steady hand when they're doing brain surgery and a steady hand when they're landing the plane. I think I agree with both of those ideas. Go on.
So what happened is far left activists, the same people we're seeing on campus these days in other parts of psychology, other parts of medicine, are trying to take over my field now. And their move is they're trying to rewrite the educational curriculum for the next round of neuropsychologists. And neuropsychology really is the last bastion within psychology that has been overrun by this ideology because we're so medical and science-based. And so they want to take science out of the center of our field and replace it with social justice and representation. And they want to, these are their words, they want to change how we do science to make it more equitable and just.
So when we change, control group, your other group, how do you change how we do science and study things and peer-reviewed studies, things of that nature? How do we change the way we do good science? How would we put that way? Not just science, how do we do good, not junk science, good science?
Well, I don't think they're really trying to do good science here. So I'm the schmuck who read all the writings associated with this new conference. And basically, if you look at their writings, they want to lower standards on what is defined research for this type of work. So mental health disparity research, they don't necessarily think you need a control group. They're lowering standards in terms of research. They want to lower standards in terms of who's taken into graduate school to make it more equitable. So it's really playing out across.
This brings me to the most obvious question, Doctor. And that is, who is driving the bus? If we continue to lower standards about who's driving the bus, flying the plane, opening up your skull in case of emergency, if we lower the standards, who's doing that?
Well, I mean, if you look at one of the articles they put, they said, look, we shouldn't be defining merit anymore by an individual's achievement. We should be defining merit based on what society needs, right? So they're going to determine, right, according to this idea of proportional representation and equity, making sure that we have members of different groups, not necessarily the most qualified people doing the work.
Yeah. How do we correct that, Larry? We've seen some correction in business. JP Morgan Chase comes to mind, getting rid of ESG and DEI. We've seen a number of universities now get rid of their DEI department, say, you know what, we're done with this strange experiment, because it is a strange experiment. Look, if somebody's coming at me with a knife or even a robotic knife, you know, in a robotic surgical system, I don't care. I want the best qualified person. I don't care what they look like. You know, my urologist is a black man. I don't care. He's the best guy I could find. That's a fact. I don't care what they look like. I want him to do the job as best possible. Well, where am I wrong, and how do we correct this strange set of circumstances?
Well, I think the way we correct it is that we have to fight it everywhere it pops up, right? So in our little field of neuropsychology, most of the people who are fighting against it, we're not activists. We're just normal rank and file neuropsychologists who spend our time trying to help patients and then spend time with our families. But activists in our field have taken over all the levers of power. They control the boards, they control committees, all the things, the institutions that were designed to ensure the integrity of the field.
Let me ask this, why? I mean, I've heard this in other fields, but why are these activists in charge of the boards and all these different things? They're not smarter than you are. They're not more qualified than you are, or other people that think like you do that say, this is just dumb. What are you doing? Because it is just dumb. Well, we're going to make sure that we get a woman in there and a black guy and a transgender, whatever. Whatever, you know, why? We don't need to represent every little group to make it fair. I mean, do we have to have specifically, you know, 13% have to be black, 19% have to be Hispanic, you know, 51% have to be women? I mean, why would we do such a thing? I mean, because sometimes it can be a lot higher, sometimes it can be lower, right?
Absolutely, and that's the way it's always been. But, you know, this ideology's coming through. So a couple of things have happened. First off, most normal people I know don't want to be involved in boards and committees. It's only the committed, perhaps should be committed, who have spent their time for really a decade taking over the institutions while people were asleep.
But again, do those people on the committee, do they want a urologist who's less qualified just because they look a certain way? Do they? Because I don't. I want the best qualified person. I don't care how they look. White, black, Asian, male, female, skinny as a twig or as wide as a football field. I want the best qualified person. I don't care. Don't they want the same thing? Don't they want the same thing, these people on the committees? Or are they just that obtuse?
They say they do. They say they do, but they think they can have standards and all of these other things at the same time. They want to have
the cake. But they don't want standards. That's the point. It's the elimination of standards, isn't it, Doctor?
It is an elimination or a lowering of standards that's about to happen in our field. It hasn't gone through yet, and we are fighting it right now. I don't know that we're winning, right? But we're fighting it right now. So they're suppressing dissent all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know if you're winning either. I appreciate you being here, though, shedding light on this. It's important. Again, correct thought, newspeak, invading our world as the looters come in and take everything from us, including good doctors and neuropsychologists. Thank you for explaining your position, and keep up the good fight, and come back and tell us how this turns out, would you please?
I would love to. Thanks a lot for having me, Steve.
Dr. Larry Brooks, thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
There you have it. Look, this DEI thing, it's funny because I consider it a mind virus, which happens to be his area of expertise, minds, and the failure and the damage done to minds. Boy, have we done damage to minds in this country and in the Western world. Western civilization has, like, brain worms. You think avian flu is bad? How about brain worms in people? Seems to be the thing. Still to come, Sandy Pencil, running for U.S. Senate in Michigan, will join me. I'll be right back.
Chamber, we're here to help our state's businesses tackle the tough issues in the legislative, political, and legal arenas so job providers can grow and thrive. We pride ourselves on our hustle, making sure no one works harder or gets more done. That's why we've been voted the most effective membership organization for 18 years running. If there's an issue affecting you and your business, we're here to help. The Michigan Chamber, on the job for you, to protect, connect, and strengthen.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.